Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf pei tes. We're holding pei ches amud beis. Five lines from the bottom where the Gemara begins, Omar mar upeturim milasos pesach sheni. To understand this Gemara, we should just do a quick chazorah on what we learned yesterday, starting approximately 10 lines from the bottom of the amud, where it begins in the middle of the line, Ika demasni lo abraisa. Chamisha Shinis Arba. I hope everybody has that. Mm-hmm. Around 10 lines, 11 lines from the bottom of the Amud. You'll see there's a small little test there. The Braisa says, Chamisha Shinis Arbu Oirois Pischein Ze Boze. After the Shechta, the Karban Pesach, they have now the Oirois. They are now stripping the animal of the Oir. And they notice that on one of the five, went into Yabelus v'yechon meheh, and there's a Yabelus. Yabelus is a wart, and as we've had previously in our Gemara, that's a mum. And so therefore, it turns out that one of the five animals that was geshachten, unfortunately, was a bal mum. So therefore, it was disqualified as a carbon pesach. It's disqualified for any carbon. Now, we had five groups. Gemara refers to five individuals. Five that brought these five karbanos, and one of them is no good, four of them are good. But I don't know which one was enough. Says the Braisa, kun yotze beis Yisrael. You got to go and burn all of the five karbanos. Why do you have to burn all of them? Because nobody can eat from them. Why can't anybody eat from them? Eat from the four kosher ones, but I don't know who the menuyim are for the kosher ones. And as we discussed yesterday, a person can only eat from his Karban Pesach, he cannot eat from another Karban Pesach. He's got to be a monoi. And therefore we have these five groups that had their five Karbanos Pesach, and one of them unfortunately was disqualified. I don't know which one it was, and therefore none of these Karbanos can be eaten because there are no menuyim. I don't know who the monoi is for this kosher Karban, for that kosher. I don't know. They're all mixed up. Therefore, they all have to go to the basis. Reifa. Uptur milas is Pesach Sheni, and all five are potter from going and doing Pesach Sheni. Why are they potter from doing Pesach Sheni? Because they don't know which ones were ready Mekayim, the Karban Pesach, and which ones were not Mekayim, the Karban Pesach. The one that was Mekayim, the Karban Pesach, as we'll see in a moment, cannot bring a brand new Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, because that would be like Chulin Ba'azara. We'll discuss that momentarily. Now we had Abaye commenting on it and saying whether this took place before the Zrika, the Acha Zrika, and that's really not so relevant for today's discussion. And therefore we're going to go straight to Omar Mar, five lines from the bottom of the Amid. Omar Mar, we learned in the Braisa, Petunim Elasis, Pesach Sheni, all of the five are parted from doing Pesach Sheni. If you remember, Barry asked yesterday, we're talking about Pesach Sheni only by a Tameh Nederech Rechoike, not by people that are anusim because of an unfortunate situation. And if I told you, the Gemara is going to later on discuss that. And in fact, that's the first Mishnah in the next Perek on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, where the Mishnah begins Tzadik Beis Amud Beis 92b. Misho Yatamei Oyvederech Achoyka V'li Ose Sarishan Yase Sasheni. Similarly, Shogag Nebach, there was a Shkoga, he forgot. It was an accident. We'll see right there. But the point is that the halacha of Pesach Sheni doesn't only apply to Tmeim and to Derech Rechoika people, it also is available to all those that, for whatever reason, other than Mezit, for whatever reason, a Shogig and Oinus, they can go and bring Pesach Sheni.
This isn't a shogeg. This isn't a, I mean, there's a,
it's called an ones. You think they wanted to have an animal that was a balmum?
If the betur, says this betur melasos Pesach Sheni, why are they potter? If they're, I mean,
one at a time. You asked yesterday, and I'm answering your question of yesterday.
Right.
Now you're asking a brand new question.
Today.
The question you asked yesterday was, why are we talking about Pesach Sheni by people that were neither Tmeim nor Bederech Chochayke? So I promised you, maybe we're going to get to a Gemara later, and I showed you now the Mishnah that says, in fact, that this halacha Pesach Sheni applies to other people that are shogegim and anus. Now you want to know, why are the people in our Braisa considered to be in the shogeg or anus category? Yes. And the answer is because they were convinced that they brought a proper Pesach Rishon, and everything was handy-dandy. Everything was
Gidori.
Kidori. Everything was supposed to be top, and everything was great. Unfortunately, they realized subsequently that one of these Karbanos was disqualified, and I don't know which one. If I would know which one, I would go and say to the people that owned that particular carbon, Chevra, you were not Yotze, bring another one right now before it's too late. And if you don't have time, because it's already beyond the triggering hour, the witching hunt, the witching hour, or whatever it is, then you bring it Pesach Sheni. But the problem is they cannot bring it Pesach Sheni because each group maybe was Yotze already. The Gemara is going to discuss. They're potter from doing Pesach Sheni. How can you go and say they shouldn't bring a Pesach Sheni? One individual, or really one group, were not Yotze because they brought a carbon Pesach which was disqualified. It was a Balmum. So they're all potter last Pesach Sheni. Somebody's got to make a Pesach Sheni. Because there is no option. Now from here until the Mishnah Yetshem and the Omid Aleph, the Gemara is going to go through 5 or 10 different possibilities maybe to be able to go and bring the Pesach Sheni. So Tumar, hey Chalevet, what should we do? Leisi kol chad v'chad Pesach. Should we say that all five groups should bring each one a brand new carbon Pesach, because each one of them, maybe their carbon Pesach was the one that was disqualified because it was a Balmum, then they are bringing at least four of that, at least four of the five will be Chul Nazar. They are Bo Minayu Avdilahu. Four of them did a proper carbon Pesach. And you only bring one carbon Pesach, you don't bring two Karbanos Pesach. And once you Yotze on carbon Pesach Rishon, you cannot bring a carbon Pesach Sheni. So in Bazoi, four of them are going to be Chul Nazar, they're going to go and say, these are carbon Pesach. They're not carbon Pesach. They were Yotze already. Ah, okay. So Nochma. Levid, Hechelab. Leisi Kul Chad Bechad Pesach, Komaisi Chul Nazar, Darbo Minayu Abdilu. Leisi Kulu Chad Pesach. Oh, I have another idea. Go and take together all five groups and let them all bring one carbon Pesach. Assuming, of course, that there's enough. Good. So they're going to go and bring one for everybody. And, therefore, at least one-fifth of the people have a shaychus to this carbon Pesach. The Gemara, Nimtza Pesach Nechal Shaloi Limnuyav. Nobody will be able to go and eat from this carbon Pesach. Why will nobody be able to eat? The 80% of the people, the 4 out of the 5, can't go and eat because they were already yotze the carbon Pesach. They are not menuyim on this carbon Pesach. Even the one that has not been yotze carbon Pesach, he doesn't know whether he has been yotze or not yotze. None of them know whether they were yotze or not yotze because none of them know which carbon Pesach was theirs and which one belonged to the Balmum guy. So therefore, nobody will be able to go and eat from this carbon Pesach. None of them are proper menuyim on this carbon Pesach, and this carbon Pesach won't be able to be eaten. If you look at the last Rashi, Shaloi lemnuyav, she'elu kvar yatsu, ein minyanam klum. Their minyan that they are menuyim, that's worthless. And therefore, what should we go and do? Zukimar haimai, 2 lines from the bottom. Nesi kol chad minayu pischoi, v'nisni v'neima, l'choyra, have an idea. Let each one of the five go and bring a new carbon Pesach and make a tonight. What is he going to say the name? Ididi Balmum. If the original one a month ago, that was the Balmum one. Haydi Aisi Hashem, never Pesach. I want this one to be the Pesach, obviously, because I wasn't Yotze. Vididi Tam. And if the one that I brought was among the good animals, that was a Tam. Haydi Aisi Hashta, the Heavy Shlomim. The one that we're bringing now should not be a carbon Pesach, should be a carbon Shlomim. And therefore, we won't have any problems. This way, Mamanavshach, I'll either be bringing the carbon Pesach, or I'll be bringing a carbon Shlomim. No problem. Now, this Eitzah Mishkan is Gitz Eitzah. Why not? What about the Chaz V'Shoik? The Kahanim Hu the Achli Lei. We have to go, if we have over here 4 Shlomims, from each Shlom, you have to give the Chaz V'Shoik to the Kahanim. Okay, so what's the problem? So let's go and give each one to the Kahanim. Says Yimora, I have a problem. The Nes, okay, look at the top Rashi. What's the problem? Shemdika Chaz B'Shoik B'Shlam. Shetzorach Linosim L'Koyim. V'Yiev Shulah says, I can call all the Kahanim together, and I want to give it to them, I can't give it to them. Do'a Kol Chad V'Chad Shemahai have a Pesach. Every one of the 5 animals that we've slaughtered now from Pesach Sheni might be a Karim Pesach. V'Nimtza Machil L'Koyim Shloim Nim La'olav. as we just said a moment ago, the only one that's allowed to eat from a Karban Pesach are the Menuyim on this Karban Pesach. And maybe each one of these five is the Karban Pesach. I don't know. So therefore, I cannot go and give it to a Kohen and say, Kohen, here, take the Chos V'Shoik, this is a Shlam. Maybe it's a Karban Pesach. You're not a Monoi. If you're not a Monoi, then you cannot go and eat from this Karban Pesach. Look, Gemara, V'Neisi Kol Chad V'Chad Kohen Badei. Let's go and be moine a Kohen on each one of the Karban Pesachs. We have five Karbonis Pesach. Besides all of those people that are in doubt because of Pesach Rishon, let's schlep along a Kohen and have him also as a monoi on each Karban Pesach. So tomorrow, okay, so let's think about the details. Hi, Kohen Echidami. The Kohen that you're going to schlep along and say, join us on the Karban Pesach. Tell me, what's the fact pattern? Idiyavid Pesach, if he was already Mekayim Karban Pesach the first time, Baruch Hashem, like the rank and file of all Yidin Klai Yisrael, Dilmahai Pesachol, maybe the one that I'm going to be moin him now, I'm going to point him, you, Yankel HaKoyin, you be a my Karban Pesach, maybe this one is going to be a bona fide Karban Pesach. And it's a Pesach Nechash Shleimim Nuyach. We just said a moment ago, a Karban Pesach has to be eaten by the Menuyim, the people that are on the registry, not somebody else. This Kohen is a Shaloi Lemonoi, even though they registered him, but he was already Yoitzik Karban Pesach the first time. So therefore he's a Shaloi Lemonoi. He's not allowed to eat from this Karban Pesach. So we haven't accomplished anything by schlepping him along. Elamai V'Yidloi Ovid Pesach, you're going to go and tell me. He was not Mekayim Pesach the first time because Nebuch, he was a Choyle, he was Bederach Choyke, he was a Tamei, whatever. So tomorrow, Dum Shlomim Hu, I'm going to register him now for this new carbon Pesach. He should be Yoitzer Pesach Shiny. Maybe the carbon that he's going to be assigned to is going to be a Shlomim. V'leyover Pesach, and then he's going to be Kreach Mikan. The Kreach Mikan, he didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, and now he's eating the Chos V'Shoik of Pesach Shiny. He's eating now the Chos V'Shoik on Pesach Shiny, based on the expectation that he's eating a carbon Pesach. But he's not eating a Karban Pesach, he's eating a Shlam. So he's not going to be Yoitze whatsoever. I have a new idea. V'nesik kol chamisha, let's go and all of the five together bring one Karban Pesach and bring along on this Karban Pesach one Koyin, Chad Koyin Dlei Oved Pesach, one Koyin that unfortunately did not do Karban Pesach the first time. V'nin Nilavei, and appoint him to be part of this. He'll be a monoi on this Karban Pesach. And Nimni Ilavei Hani Hamisha Psochim. In other words, make five Karbonis Pesach and have the same Koyin appointed and Monui on all five. The Mamonavshach Ikechad del Oy Ovid Pesach, the Konaf Gibei. One of them did not do the Karban Pesach, and he'll be Yoitzim with that one. What does the Yomar mean by that? We're going to bring five separate Karbonis Pesach. We're going to have this Kohen who had not eaten, he had not previously been Mekayim, the mitzvah Karban Pesach the first time. He's going to go and join on each one of them, and he'll eat from each one of them. The Manav Shach, the one that's the Karban Pesach, he will eat of Karban Pesach. The other four he's going to go and eat based on that it's going to be Chozer V'Shoik. And in fact, says Rashi, he'll eat the Chozer V'Shoik of all five Karbonis Pesach. He eats it as Chos V'Shoik because four out of the five are Shlomim, so he eats Chos V'Shoik. One of them is going to be Karban Pesach, so we have a Kazayis of Chos V'Shoik from the Karban Pesach. So this way he'll be Yoitzer. Isn't that an excellent Yoitzer?
I have a lot of Nosher though.
And for the Gemara, let me show you the Mayit Bachila Shlomim. The problem is going to be because we're going to be Mayit Bachila Shlomim. Tila Pesach is like Ralaila. As we know, we don't want to be maybe kochim the base habsul. So even though it is possible that all of the people that will be menuyim on these five will finish the whole thing in a timely fashion, but there is a good possibility that something's going to remain, and then they're going to have to go and burn it. If it's a real bona fide shlamim, they don't have to burn it because you can eat it shneiyom v'layla echad. But because we are being limiting the amount of time that a person can go and eat from it, there's a greater likelihood that we're going to have a nicer situation than otherwise. And we don't want to be maybe kochim the base up. So, therefore, says Imar, this Eitzel Lechayra also doesn't work. That's, in fact, the reason why we don't bring the Karban Toida on Erev Pesach or on Erev Yom Kippur. On Erev Pesach, because since 10 of the Chal HaYisoyed that happened to be Chometz, and on Erev Yom Kippur, the fear is you're not going to be able to finish the whole thing in a timely fashion before night, so it's almost inevitable that you're going to have Noiser. So you didn't bring the carbon on those 2 days, and that's why we don't say Mizmor HaSoyed on those 2 days, because they didn't bring a carbon toid on those 2 days. Fine. So you see that this inyan of, it's not for sure that if you would bring your carbon toid on Erev Pesach or Erev Yom Kippur, that you couldn't eat it. If you get enough people together, you could finish it in time. But there's a likelihood that you won't get enough people together. And so therefore, you don't want to have that potential of being maybe kosher l'beisav. So, here you got a problem. Because these shlamas normally could eat shneyam b'laylech, and you're going to have to limit the intake for 1 day because of the fact that it might be a carbon pesach.
Every carbon has nicer, just about. There's a nicer in my shlamim. So it's shalal tas over here. Because the situation is nicer anyway, normally, in 2 days. So only 1 day the nicer. But in this situation...
I'm not sure exactly what you're saying. Number one, that you're saying almost every carbon has noise. Every carbon has a potential din of noise.
Right.
However, most carbonas hopefully are eaten in a timely fashion and you don't have a problem with it. So then you do not have to go and burn anything subsequently because nothing's left over. Bring enough people, let them consume everything, and you'll have enough people that won't be a din of noise. The problem over here is even without the shlamim, you're right, we have to be careful and diligent to go and eat this in a timely fashion. However, shlamim normally, the Torah gives you more leeway. So you don't have to be that concerned and that nervous, because whatever I don't finish today, and tonight I'll have more people to go and eat it tomorrow. However, by the fact that I'm limiting my period of time on this shlamim, and 80% of this is shlamim, because it's really 4 out of 5 are shlamim. So what I'm doing is, normally you would be able to eat it 2 days and 1 night. If it comes out that we will not finish in a timely fashion, normally, okay, eat the next day, eat it for breakfast, eat it for lunch, have an early dinner, you'll be able to go, and here you can't do that. So you don't want to be maybe kosher l'beisav psul, limiting the amount of time that normally you could eat it, because it could, unfortunately, become Pesach. Why don't you go and take a behemah and say, this behemah should be moisra Pesach, left over from yontif. And if you're going to do that, what have you accomplished? And if you've accomplished a shlum anyway, so what's your what benefit? What's the more kasha? Zark Yomar of the name, and he should go and make the following statement: Edidi Balmum. If the original one that I brought on Karban Pesach Rishon was a Balmum, Haida I see Hashta Nehavi Pesach. So then, obviously, I want this to be a replacement. Now it's Pesach Shani, and I'm going to go and eat it. Edidi Tamu. If the first one was a Tam Nehavi Haidi I see Hashta Shlumim. The Moisra Pesach. It shouldn't be a regular shlum. It should be a shlum of Moisra Pesach, which is a Moisra Pesach. It's a Pesach derivative. And because it's a derivative, Nechal Yoyim V'Lai Lechal. Oh, that's a great idea. Moisra Pesach has the same din as the original carbon Pesach, which you can only eat it Yoyim V'Lai Lechal. And therefore, if I would take a brand new animal and say, you animal, I'm hereby makdish you to be a carbon moiser ha-pesach, it would have a din of a restricted shlomim, that would only be yom b'layla. Also, this would be good eitz. I don't have a problem of being potentially maybe carbon the base absul, because a man of shech, you only have 1 day, 1 night anyway to eat it. Says the Gemara, come on, chima frishin t'chila l'moiserois. The whole inyan of moiser is you have something left over. How can you go and be mafrish something t'chila and say, you are a leftover? That doesn't make sense. You bring a carbon Pesach, and if you don't use it, it runs away. You had enough, whatever it was, you have it now left over for Pesach Sheni. So that's a Moisir Pesach, but how can you go and be Makdish a Moisir Pesach? So you're right. Okay, I stand correct. But I have another answer. The Nitrachu B'Naisi Moisir Pesach. Let's try to find among Klal Yisrael. There must be people that had a carbon Pesach which was not used, either because the behema made a plater, or it could be because the balaam at the last moment became tomei, or never people passed away. Whatever the situation was, I have a leftover carbon pesach. Rashi said you can also have moiser mois, meaning the person originally set aside $500 to buy a carbon pesach, and it only cost him $250 or $300, so he had extra money left over. So bottom line is that's called moiser pesach, and let's use that now since it was not used pesach rishon. Now let's use it for Pesach Sheini. And what's the benefit? as we just said, the Moisir of Pesach is a Shlomim. You can say the same Tanai Nachamut. Edidi Balmum, this should be now for the bona fide Korban Pesach. Edidi Tamu, it should be now a Shlomim de Moisir of Pesach, a Shlomim de Moisir of Pesach, Nechel Yom Valayim. Oh, this is a wonderful answer. Says Yomar, I got a problem. El Mishum Smicha. The problem is the problem of Smicha. What means the problem of Smicha? Says Rashi, that if this happens to be a Korban Shlomim, you do have to do Smicha. If it's a Korban Pesach, you cannot do Smicha. Why can you not do Smicha? Look at Rashi in the middle of the Yom, boy, Smicha. V'yefshalismoich al zeh shema Pesachu. By Korban Pesach, there is no din of Smicha. Okay, so I'll do a Smicha in your family, not required. He's going to be doing Avodah B'Kodshim by putting his weight on the animal. The animal is, for a moment or two, going to be supporting his weight. You can't just go and do this symbolic putting your hands on. You got to go, oh, since you have to go and do a carbon, do smicha, and you can't do a smicha, so that's going to be a problem.
Can you do smicha before you makdish the animal? Because can you do smicha on the animal and then makdish it?
We're talking about a moisir pesach over here.
And regular shlamim, if you do smicha before you makdish it, then you're not doing a voda on a korban. You have to
take off the smicha shchita, right?
Oh, smicha, okay, thank you.
Freidi mora hatenach korban anoshim, korban noshim ma'iklim. Oh, I have a good idea now. Instead of going around trying to find the moisir pesach among the men folk, let's try to find the moisir pesach among the lady folk. You had a lot of ladies that all wanted to mekayim the din of Korban Pesach. And you had the shepsel that unfortunately got lost or ran away or whatever. And now these noshim have this carbon left over. And the Gemara darshins in Kodshim that only men have a din of smicha and not women. It says Dabra B'nei Yisrael. Then after it says the Samach, it's Yodai, Aroish, etc. The Gemara darshins that B'nei Yisrael Soimchim, B'nei B'nei Yisrael Soimchim. That women do not have the din of smicha. Ah, since they don't have a din of smicha, very good! So I'm going to go buy from these women. I'm going to ask them, do you need this Korban Pesach? No. Or allow me to be mishtatav on the Korban Pesach. Mishtatav to the Korban Pesach. So now I'm going to have a Moisir Pesach that has no din of smicha because it belonged to the women. And now I can use it and I don't have to do smicha. So that would work. So Yomar Korban Noshim Ayikalim, Meimar. So Yomar, that's also not
good. So they had feminist groups back then that had just their own, Pesach offering, hey, this is just for women.
I don't know that they would say feminist groups. It could be Nebuch, a group of almonois. It could be a group of single ladies. It could be a soimois. Nebuch, that nobody else was bringing Korban Pesach for them, so they were bringing Korban Pesach together.
And they asserted their right. Okay.
Not that they asserted their right. They were trying to be mekayim the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So if you had the Korban Noshim, couldn't you use their Moisir Pesach, and then you wouldn't have a problem of smicha? So then we're going to have another logistical problem. El Mishum Matonois. What's the Matonois? Pesach Matona Achaz. Yilushlam Mishtaim Shein Arba. By Shlam you have to go and throw the dam against two corners that should be on all four sides. While by Korban Pesach you only have to go and pour it on one side. In fact, you don't even do it on a corner. You just do it against the Kir HaMizbeach on top of the Yisoy.
Okay.
And you're done with that. So since the matonis are different, you can't bring the carbon and say, well, maybe this is a Pesach, maybe this is a Shlomim. So Gemara, what's the problem? My nafkimina, who cares? But none. All of that is the chetchilu of the yevet. Kol nitonla mizbech achitzit shenosan matonim matan achas is keeper. Oh, any carbon which is on the mizbech achitzit, this comes to exclude the part of manasrofim, sinu manasrofim, where there every single matana counts and they're all ma'akav even b'di'evet. But all the other kabbalas, your normal regular kabbalas that you bring them, mizbech achitzit, b'di'evet, even those that you're supposed to go and do four, if you do one, you're also yoytze. So Zokta Yomara, let's go and do just matan achas, and therefore even though chilatak I'm supposed to do shtayim shen arba shlamim, but it works b'di'evet, so let's do that. Said Yomar Mishum Yilu Pesach is b'shvicha v'yilu shlamim is b'zrika. By Pesach, the Torah doesn't use the expression v'zorku, but rather uses the expression v'shofchu. What's the lashon of shvicha by Korban Pesach? So Rashi brings the pasuk, says in the pasuk, v'dam zvachecha yishofech al mizbachu oyle. Dam zvachecha yishofech. Yishofech means shvicha. What's the difference between shvicha and between zrika? So Rashi goes through the mechanics, that if you're talking about shvicha, you pour it out benachas. You see Rashi, Pesach b'shvicha, is more or less parallel with our Gemara. Pesach b'shvicha benachas, you pour it nicely, min ha-mizrak, from the kli kibble that you use to be mekabel the dam, l'kir mizbeach, on the wall of the beach, k'neged ha-yisoid. You make sure that there's the yisoid down below, because as you know, you only had yisoid on two sides, and no four sides. The nafkelon, matan dam de Pesach, yiv dam z'vachach yishofech, that's where the mekoyer is for dam and Pesach, sechs z'vachim. U'bishlam k'siva, zirika, shezoyik l'meirachik min ha-mizrach, min ha-mizrach l'mizbeach. The kohen stands somewhat distantly removed from the mizbeach, and he takes the mizrach and he shoots out the blood from the mizrach by using a jerking sensation with his hand as if he's throwing a ball. He's throwing the dam from the mizrach towards the mizbeach. They matan etzpa ella bechatas. If you're wondering what about doing matan etzpa, that's a chatas. That's not our discussion. The symbol gets void. Al b'chol shar kabanas v'zorkuksiv v'zoyde keneged hakeren. You have to go and throw it against one of the four corners, achadam niten le mizra le kir hamarabi le kir drimi, so that the blood splatters on both two walls of that kir, of that keren. And then you do it the opposite one on the other side. So shtaim shein arba. So bottom line is, I have now by zrika shtaim shein arba. Here it's only one shvicha, and that's why this eitz doesn't work. Afrei timar and nachamu. My nafkimina, what difference does it make? What tanya coming? It's on the zrika. Shenasa b'shvicha yotza b'diavad. If you didn't do the zrika fashion, you only did the shvicha fashion, you're also yotza. So do b'shvicha, you'll be yotza b'diavad. Frey Timura, aim it to kamrin diavad lechatchila nami. This eitza of b'diavad, if you did it b'shvicha, it's b'diavad. But here we're talking about lechatchila. Moreover, based on this, you can answer the previous kasha as well. When the Gemara said that b'diavad you're allowed to go and do kol nitano mizbech achitza nidjidim matan achas kiper, and the Gemara said, oh, that's a problem. Okay, so let's talk about he's going to do it b'shvicha ben b'zrika. That Gemara could have answered the same teretz on that kasha as well. B'diavad, you're right that if you did it b'matan achas kiper, but l'chadchili you're not going to do matan achas, l'chadchili b'ayishlami abdu shtayim shein arba. And therefore the Gemara says that all of these eitzes l'choyre do not work. I see Barry has a question.
Two questions. First of all, there's no greater d'yevet than defining the abelas. I mean, why is this something l'chachila? Define the abelas, there's a bamum, this is the d'yevet situation. Nobody planned on doing it. So I don't see how that answers it.
Okay. So, you have a second question.
My second question is, I was waiting to see if the Gemara was going to entertain this. We had this whole segue in, you find another kohen, he didn't do Pesach Rishon, you join with him. And then you get the problem of Chazer Rishon, because it might be a Shlomim. Why go that route? Find a Yisrael who didn't do Pesach Rishon, Derech Rechoka, Anus Shogeg. He's coming to Pesach Sheni. You shecht on his behalf. And we learned earlier in the Mishnah, if you shecht on behalf of Reilim and Mulim and Tmeim and
Tzor.
Right. So it's a Kasher okay. Shechita. It's good. A Kasher Shechita. So why we took this whole segue into the Kohen with the Chazer Rishon, because it might be a Shlomim. Go straight to Yisrael. I was waiting for the Gemara to bring it up.
Okay, so let leave that question as number two. Your first question again was?
Diavad and Lachachila. This whole Yavad situation is Diavad anyway.
Avada vis-a-vis the five karbonis that we found one of them to have a yabelis. Avada, that's a diavad. Nobody does the chidcha. But now we're trying to find a remedy because the Braisa says that all of them are potter milas is Pesach Sheni. How can they be potter? After all, one of these groups did not bring a Pesach Rishon. So you're going to be stuck that year not doing a Pesach Rishon or a Pesach Sheni. How can you go and say that he's potter? That was the Gemara's original question. That's why we went through all of these hoops. But now that we're trying to find the remedy, this is now a l'chadchila remedy. We're trying to go and find something to l'chadchila, make him and all the others happy, because otherwise all of these five groups, each group might have had 50 people. Can you imagine? 250 people are saying to themselves, I may not have performed the mitzvah of Karban Pesach this year. It's taka, I'm an honest, it's not my fault. They found the Yabela summit, maybe that was on my carbon. So everybody is very nervous. We're trying to find now an eitzah to go and remedy this. The eitzahs we're going to go and do now are going to be based on chachil, it's not on the diyavet. We're not going to go and say, oh, because we had Nebuchad this big problem, now let's do a b'diyavet situation. We've got to go and do a chachil, something that works, not something that works b'diyavet. That we're, perhaps what you would like to add to your question is, if you're talking about a regular situation, but here we're talking about a mitzvah sheyesh b'ikaris.
Yes.
Isn't this something which is really heavy duty?
This is a major. This is a big
heavy duty.
It's curtains.
So what are we going to do? So Tosis asks that question, and Tosis says that Einach Hanami, I am more concerned about l'chadchila and the d'yevet, even though it's a davar sheyesh beikaris, because of the fact that 4 out of 5, 80%, were mekayim the mitzvah. The person that was not mekayim, but the group, and it's unfortunate that they didn't mekayim. But it's only a mir, it's not the right. Now you're telling me l'chadchila to go and do something which is wrong, meaning do it b'shvicha instead of zrika, or do matan achas instead of molto matonois. We prefer under these circumstances to be a shevi al taisa and not b'kum ba'asei, violate all of these rules and regulations. Which choices is this?
Hanimil
b'diavad. V'adin de'ak kulu amrin and hachi. You could say the same teretz on the previous ones, on the smicha, on the matonois, on the noisiv. B'teima, b'shvil b'shema yia noisiv or b'shem smicha. Because it's something karis, shouldn't we try to remedy it, even if it means doing a b'dievet situation? The toiv shiyidcha suffik karis b'shev yal taisa mimashi yasa ruban shuloi gehoigin ki kvar ruban osu pesach. To go and say, if you knew that you only had guys that were not mekayim the karim pesach, mamayla. But here, roiv, 4 out of 5 were mekayim, 80% were mekayim. So you're going to tell everybody, all 5 of you, all 5 groups, bring karbonos and do it in a bedievet situation when they don't need it and they shouldn't be doing bedievet; they should be doing mechatchila. So it's unfortunate that those people that could not do it because of this yabela situation, it's very unfortunate that they won't be mekayim the mitzvah karbon pesach this year. And yes, it had been amazing chas v'shalom would be din of karis. But I'd rather be doichet ha'vishev al tasa sitting on my hands as opposed to become vasei being over the various rules, whether it's a rule of smicha or a rule of matonois or a rule of noiser or a rule of the zrika and the shmicha, all of the possible terutzim and options of the Gemara gave.
So Tova seemed to be implying that if there were only two groups, not 5, and 4 out of 5 did it, if it was 50-50, it wouldn't be a rove, then maybe we would go with this Eitzah.
That could be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But what about the segue into the Kohen?
Okay, so let's talk about that now. So now the Gemara said at the top, why did we get into the segue in the first place? Because if you're bringing a Korban Shlomim, you have to go and give it to the Kohen for the Kohen to go and eat. Now the problem is, the Kohen won't be able to eat from it. Why can't he go and eat from it? Because if this one of these 5 is the real bona fide Korban Pesach, and I'm going to go and bring along a Kohen that was already mekayim the Korban Pesach, he's not allowed to eat from this Korban Pesach. Like we said, the only ones that are allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach are the Minuyim. So therefore, to go and say that all 5 of them will be Suffolk, Shlomims, and if Mamanashach, if it's a Korban Pesach, Gevaldik, and if I was already Yoitz, it should be a Shlomim. Who's going to eat all those Chaz V'Sheks? So you're going to go and tell me, we'll bring Kehanim to eat the Chaz V'Sheks. The Kohen can't eat it if one of these 5, in fact, turns out to be a bona fide Korban Pesach. The Kohen that was already Yoitzah the first time won't be able to eat from it again because it's only Nechal Lemnuyav and not people that are not familiar. Okay, so that Gemara tried to give another couple of answers, but they were not able to remedy. So you're saying, why don't we just bring someone who we know for a fact was not Mekayim the Korban Pesach the first time? Let him go and bring now a Korban Pesach and let all the other guys who are the Sleikas go and join with him on that Korban Pesach. Because didn't we say that a Korban Pesach can be brought Lemnuyav Vishaloy Lemnuyav? So therefore, that would be an Eitzah, right? In answer to that question is, in that situation you're talking about bringing the Korban Pesach for people that were registered and people not registered, and the people that were not registered, they cannot eat from that Korban Pesach. Hopefully they're registered on another Korban Pesach, because if they're not registered on any Korban Pesach, then they will not have been mekayim the mitzvah that year. Good. Here we're talking about a situation where people, when we say that they are not menuyim, these are people that cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. They're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Because that's what the Gemara is telling us on the bottom. The Gemara is telling us here on the top, you can only eat from a Korban Pesach that you are a monoi on. Okay, when we say monoi, it doesn't mean that you just are registered, but it means that you're able to go and eat. We're going to take all of these, let's just take
250 people.
250 people. Put them all in one large Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach had 250 kazesim. Put on one person that we know for sure is a nice guy, and he was not mekayim the Korban Pesach the first time. none of these 250 will be able to eat. One person will be able to eat. Right. The other 250 won't be able to eat from this Korban Pesach, because this Korban Pesach may not be theirs. Mm-hmm. May have already been mekayim the Korban Pesach the first time. So they won't be able to eat from this Korban Pesach. So it's not that the Korban Pesach itself will be deficient. You'd be able to bring it on behalf of that one individual. But they're not going to be able to mekayim anything by bringing this Korban Pesach, because the fact that they wrote their names on is like they're writing it with invisible ink. That menuyah is worth
consequence. Look
at the last Rashi on the Amid Beis. Shloim menuyah she'eva kvar yatzu ein min yonam klum. They can write their name down 12 times. Yeah. 12 times 250.
But here the Tanai works. If we were mekayim Pesach Rishon, then this is meaningless. If we were not mekayim, we'll be yotzei the offering the hakrov of the Korban Pesach.
Very good.
Only the one person who is definitely
So now the question is, if a person that was perhaps yotzei the Korban Pesach and therefore won't be able to eat from this Korban Pesach, can you bring a Korban Pesach and be moitzi him? So now remember, without Reb Nosson and without Reb Yeshua, remember we had this gemara a few days ago. Everybody else holds you can only bring a Korban Pesach if you're able to eat from the Korban Pesach. If you're not able to eat from the Korban Pesach is worthless. Because the whole Indian of bringing the Korban Pesach is with the Achloi Tuchai Solaseh. You have to be able to go and eat from the Korban Pesach, otherwise it's worthless. Now you're going to go and tell me, what about Reb Nosson and Reb Yeshua? Even according to Reb Nosson and Reb Yeshua, that's only if you're talking about the Pesach itself. Here you're talking about the people. The people, even they agree, if these people are not able to eat from the Korban Pesach, then you cannot bring the Korban Pesach. It's got to be a person who is able to eat from the Korban Pesach.
But they're like Arelim. It's like a Mulan and Arelim.
And what's it, you know, with those people?
You can bring it for the Mulan. So you shech them on behalf of the Mulan, and the Arelim are there incorrectly.
So do they have any kiyum with this Korban?
In this case, it's a suffix. And you go to the Tanai mechanism, where the Mulan, they eat from it, and the Arelim, so to speak, these Arelim equivalents, they say Tanai. If we can't eat from it either way, but if we were not Mekayim with the Hakrava on Pesach Rishon, we want to be Mekayim with Hakrava on this Pesach Sheni.
Good. If this person is a Suffolk Orel, will he be able to go and eat?
I'm using that. I don't use Orel. It's Metzias.
You don't want to use it.
Suffolk Tamei, Suffolk Tamei, Suffolk Tahar.
Any of these wonderful people.
Yes,
they're bringing him inside Suffolk. Will they be able to eat from the Korban Pesach?
No.
They can't eat from the Korban Pesach, and then the Korban Pesach is worthless for them. Even if they sign up, their minion is worthless. And so therefore, they haven't been the kind who bring a Korban Pesach and haven't fulfilled the mitzvah anyway, because they're disqualified from eating.
But they were Mekayim in the first. They were Suffolk and Pesach Rishon.
No, those who were Mekayim, they were Mekayim. Those people who were not. And we're trying to find a remedy for those people by saying, let everybody come together as a happy family and bring one large Korban Pesach on their behalf. The problem is, all those people that were not Yotze previously will not be Yotze this time either, because they won't be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. And eating from the Korban Pesach is an essential aspect of bringing the Korban. Zog the Mishnah. Ho'im elabonav. Arini shoykhe lesa pesach al mishe. Yala mikem rishon yishol goyim. You have a father and you have a bunch of sons. The father, Baruch Hashem, is going to get to Yerushalayim on time. He's going to be there before, not only before the katu atzlanim. He's going to be there even before the first katu. He's going to be there at 12 o'clock. He's going to be present. Bishas, Shechitin, the Zrik, and everything else. Now he has a bunch of kids. Let's make it simple. He has 5 boys. And he tells all the 5 boys, are you able to make... Oh, sorry, Father, I have a closing this afternoon. Well, what about you? I can't make it because of the broker's coming in. And what about you? Well, I have a contractor. Anyway, all 5 of them are going to be late. Yeah, a bunch of boys are going to be late. When are you going to arrive? Don't worry, we're going to be there before Lechtzin, before Shkia. We're going to be there in time. Okay, wonderful. I want to incentivize you guys to come. Whoever comes first, I'm shechting the Korban Pesach on your behalf. So even though you're going to only come in at 5 o'clock, the Beis Hamikdash's doors will already be shut. They've already finished bringing all Korbanos today, nothing left. It's okay, I'm going to have you in mind. I'm going to register you that you're going to be part of my Korban Pesach. Al mi shiyal mikem rishli shalai. When that first person, Baruch Hashem, arrives at 5 or 5:30 before this man, even if his entire body has not arrived yet, we're talking about that they're all running the marathon to get into Yerushalayim on time, as soon as the first one passes, passes the finish line. Roisha Merubai, Zochem Bechelke, he was Zoycha in his chalik, because his father had it in mind. And now he's got a Mezakis Echav Imai and Mezaka for all of his brothers together with him. How can he Mezaka all of his brothers together with him? The father only shechted for the first guy and not for the others. As well as, how can he even have it in mind for the first one? How will that work? Isn't that a Breira issue? So Timor is Shema Mina L'choy, we see from a Mishnah Yesh Breira. Why Yesh Breira? Because at the time of the Shechita and the Zrika, did anybody know which one of the five sons would arrive first? Nobody knew, and therefore it was only in the Sparla Mafreya, 3-4 hours later, Yankel came first, he gets it. How could he get it now? At the time of the Shechita, we didn't know who was going to come. Isn't that a Breira situation? What does that mean? Explains Rashi, and as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Although the father went and said to them, whoever gets here first will have a schus in the Karban Pesach, father really knew the halacha of our Mishnah. He knew that there's a din of Breira, and he really knew and either said to himself, and from Rashi's mashma, that he actually told all of them, that I want you to know, even though all of you guys are going to be late, I'm going to have you all in mind. I'm going to register all of you in advance. You'll all be able to eat from my Karban Pesach. You have nothing to worry about. However, he wanted to incentivize each one of them to come early, not to come at the last moment that they should walk into shul during Aleinu of Mincha. He wanted them to be there by the Kabbalists when they're starting Mincha. He wanted them to be on time. So he said, the first one that's going to get there, he is going to be the Roish for all the children, and he's going to be in charge of the Karban Pesach. He's going to be Zoicha for all of you, because I'm being Mezakeh really for all of you, but the one that's going to be in charge, he's going to be the first guy that runs, that comes in on the scene. Deikanami says, the Gemara, I'll bring you right, it's in the Mishnah, Mezakeh Echav Imay. Iyam is Mishlein, Medam Minu Meikara. If you're going to tell me that the father initially said, I minor all of you, Shabbat. Eliyam is Eliyam Minu Meikara. If the only one that he was minor was the first son that arrives, let's assume with Breira and it works, and the first one arrives, but the bus of the Shochet after Shechit is over, become Mismanu. How can you go and add all the rest, and how he's going to say, oh, and I'm Zoicha for all my other brothers. Mister, the Beis Midrash has been closed for the last 2 hours, you can't be Zoicha for anybody now, it's already too late. But then, Nimnu Moshchim Yedemi Menachi Yishchot, and not a minute later. That's the raya, that's what happened. So if you look now at the Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi and the Mishnah started Al Mishiyala Mashma Sheinu Mana Olav Elarishim. Mashi is only being the man of the first one that arrives on the scene. Now that we've learned the Gemara, we understand. How can you go and point them? It's post Shechita. The father already had them menuyim at the very outset. Rashi says he already told them. He told the five boys in advance. Yankel, Beryl, Shmerel, etc. I want all of you to come early, and whoever, I'm going to have you in mind all for the Karban Pesach. Otherwise, Chas v'Shalom, you won't be able to eat the Karban Pesach. But I want you to know, the first guy that comes, he's going to be in charge. He'll be able to say where everybody sits, and who says the Manishtana first, and who's going to go and get the first choices piece of the Karban Pesach. He's going to be the guy in charge. So everybody should have that Zrizus and that incentive to be able to come to the Karban Pesach, and everybody say, I got here first and I'm in charge.
The Mishnah just blew the whole secret. Now these kids learn Mishnayos in mm-hmm. Cheder, and they're gonna, the whole thing is going to be revealed now. So
I think in Cheder you'll see that the boys have a contest among the other, and you know they all want to be first. And it's okay. Tana Mihochi. Maisev Kodmu Benoisev is here in New York. They have the annual marathon. You may have even heard about it, or may have seen it, right? Good. What's the purpose? Everybody wants to be the first guy. Okay, you get, there's probably some financial incentive involved too. But most of the people, 99%, know they're not going to be the first guy. Why do they want to run? Because you know, it's a contest. Everybody wants to be part of the contest. So the five over here, everybody wants to be part of the contest. Everybody was hoping to become the Roish. Okay. Worst comes to us, be number two, but
he wants to send Rosh Hashanah the Rosh Hashanah the Zanav.
Oh, but they're nothing on some Chas v'Shalom, they just be followers, they won't be the Rosh. Tana Mihochi, back to the Gemara. Maise v'kodmu bonais lebanim. Penimtza bonais rizois, so bonim shvelim. talking about a father that only had five sons. He had a couple of daughters as well, and he put the daughters in and said, "You also have the incentive to be the Rosh." And in fact, they were the Rosh. They were the first ones there, and they were the Zrizois and the Banim of the Shvach. Zok the Mishnah. The minimum to have on your Karban Pesach, you have to have at least a kezayis for each one. So therefore, you don't have to limit your Karban Pesach for 5 or 10 people. You can have it theoretically for 50 or 100, as long as there's enough for one kezayis basar for each one to eat. And finally, we learned in the Mishnah, this halacha we've gone through a number of times, nimnin u'moshkenes yedei mimenu achi yishchat. After you can register for any carbon, and you can deregister for any carbon until the Zman Shechita. After the Behem is already geshachta, it's already too late to add your name to the list, and it's too late to remove your name from the list. But Reb Shimon Oyemar Achi Yizrik Kesetam, the key is not the Zman Shechita, it's the Zman Zrika. Now, on the surface, it sounds like Reb Shimon argues on both halachas, both on the Minoi and on the deregistration, on the Meshichas Yadayim. But Mir Shem will see in the Gemara that that's not the case, that Reb Shimon also agrees, Legabi, the Minoi, it has to be until this Zman Shechita. The question is, can you be Moishich post Shechita, pre Zrika? We'll see that Mir Shem shortly, another couple of lines. But the first Gemara dwells on the first halach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off, La'oilam Nimin Olavachiyah by Kazayis. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? And what's the chiddush? It's telling us that you have to have a kezayis chol echad yachad. So Pashup Pshat, you can go and say, since it says in the Pasuk, Ishlofi Ochloi, and we know Stam Achila b'kezayis, so of course the shears are kezayis. But other Meforshim say that the Kasha, the Gemara, is on the first word, Le'oilam. It could simply say in the Mishnah,
Nimnen,
exactly. What's the Le'oilam? My Kamashlan. Hakamashlan, the Avigav, the Imni Olav Chaburazu. What does that mean? You had initially one chabura of 25 people that all signed up for a particular Karban Pesach, and the entire 25 changed their mind and they all left and they deregistered themselves, and a brand new 25 came onto the list for that Karban Pesach. And that's also good. So what's the chiddush in that? Says Rashi. We're going to learn in Miyat Hashem in another 10 days that there is a Mandi Yomar, Reb Yehuda, that says that if everybody withdrew, it doesn't work. You have to have at least one person remaining from the original Karban Pesach. If you look at the Rashi right after it says Gemara, 10 lines to the bottom, the Avagab Nimna Olav Chabur Zub Chajalab Acheres, Kol Chabur Shleima Shenimnu Al Pesach Echad, Yimshechu Kulan Yodeim Heimenu. All 25 have the right to go and withdraw and deregister themselves. At least one guy has to remain from the original chabura. You cannot have that all 25 withdrew. Ah, that's what our mission has come to tell you. No, we disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. You can always make yourself into a monoid. All 25 can withdraw, a new 25 can come on. As long as you have a kezayis chol echad yachad, the fact that there is no money left from the original 25, that's limala dilemoided, that's the chiddush of the other.
Who owns it then? If all 25 withdraw, then who owns this behema?
Presumably the person who purchased it originally. And he's putting up a sign in his medrash. Anybody wants to join me?
Okay.
Originally, all 25 signed up, and then they all withdrew.
10% discount.
The machlokes in our Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah, where it says nimnen u'moishchet achi yishchat, Rabbi Shimon says achi yizrik. Machlokes limashich. The machlokes is limited to deregistering, to withdrawing. So says Abai very clearly that even Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, when he says Achi Yizrik, he's only talking about Meshicha to withdraw. However, to go and be a monoi, you have to go and be mani yourself, you have to sign up on the registry pre Shechita. Why? Because it says Ishlefi Ochloi. No, sorry, because it says Mikhsas Mefashois, Michsas Afarshis, as we saw, that's the mekoyer for the din of minoy, because the word michsas means to take the sum, to take the total of the nefarshis. And after that it says techoisu, and the lashon sursi techoisu means the lashon shechita. So therefore, it's got to be michsas. You got to register yourself before the shechita. Now, what's the machloikis about the mishicha? Because it says in the pasuk, the miyimat habayis mihiyois misa, the lokachu ishchena karav elav el baisoi. What is all of that talking about? What happens if you have a mishpacha, which Knein Har is very large, you have 10 children and 25 eniklach, so then they're going to bring one karban pesach for the entire family. But what happens in Yimat Abayis Miyos Misa? What happens if everybody's married and the only ones that are left home are the Zayd and the Baba? And usually every single year they have lots of children in Eniklach over. But unfortunately it's a time where there's social distancing and the doctors and the rabbis and the Indian chiefs all say, no, don't have any guests over this yantav. You have to sit all by yourself. I'm sorry, you have to sit all by yourself this yantav. So therefore, miyimat tabayis miyash misa. If you're going to bring one big seh for two people for the zayd and the baba, guess what? They're not going to be able to finish it. There's going to be tons of noiser. Says the bottom, lachachush chenei karvelav karvel beisai. Let him go and knock on the door of his neighbor's house, the neighbor he hasn't spoken to for the last 25 years, and he says to him, neighbor, we want to be neighborly love. We want to be after Reach and Kamoicha. Do you want to join me on my Pesach? Oh, sure. And the next neighbor, and then try to fill it up so that you should have enough people. Now, what is the Russian Vimimat Habayis Miyois Misa? Vimimat Habayis Misa. What's the Miyois? That's the Machlaikis in the Gemara. That according to the Rabbanim Miyois Misa, Mechiyusu the Seh. That means as long as the Seh is still alive, then V'lokachu Shcheiner Karvel Pesach. Then you can go and bring other people into the Minoy, into this Karvel Pesach. But once the seh has already been geshachten, it's no longer mechiyus, like they said, there's no chiyus left, really too late. Reb Shimon Tzavar, they have yasa the seh. Avyasa over here means as long as the seh is still being processed. What means still being processed? That you're doing a shechita, that you're doing a kabbalah sadam, that you're doing hoylocha sadam. You haven't done the zrika yet, so the seh, in a sense, is still alive and kicking. It's still... there's still havaya of a seh that this karmen is still being brought. Because once all the avoidas are done, then it's already no longer the seh. The seh is already expired, if you will, and now we're dealing with the remaining karmen pesa. See the last Rashi, Me'aviyasa, or Rashi before the Mechiyusai, Boidechayim, it's kind of really like. That's why you can go and be a Moshech, Mi'ois Miseh, as long as it's still alive, Mechiyusai. The other man, the other said, Me'aviyasa, Koinim Gemar. It's still Havai, it's still ongoing this seh until after the Zrika. Once the Zrika is over, there's no Havai the seh anymore. Good, says Yomara, going back to Yomara now. Tanya Lehochi, three lines at the bottom. Nimne Moshchev Shideh Mimen Achi Yishchot. Reb Shimon Oimer, Nimne Achi Yishchot. Moshchev Achi Yishchot Kadam. So we see very clearly that Reb Shimon only argues on the Zrika part, on the Mashiach part, and not on the Minoy. Minoy, everybody uses Yishchot. The Mashiach has got to be either Shrita or Zrika, Machlekes, Kama, and Mishnah. Okay, next case. Zok to Mishnah Yetzit. Hamimana imoy acher bechelkoi. Rishon b'nei chabur liten loy eshaloi, fu oichel mishaloi, ben oichel mishalehen. What is this all about? You have, let's say, only 10 people that are monuyim, minuyim on this Karban Pesach. And one of the 10 calls his chaver before the Shrita and says to him, you don't have to pay a penny, you don't have to be a monoi, you'll share with me in my chedek karban pesach, and when I register my name, I'm going to have you in mind. Is this permissible? Yeah, you can be memana imoy acher b'chalkoi. I don't have such a huge appetite. There are only 10 people. There's going to be enough for 2 people in my chedek. So I'm going to split half of my chedek together with you. It's memana imoy acher b'chalkoi. Rishon b'nei chabura liten lo yeshaloi. The Bnei Chabura see this person that he brought along. Rashi gives an example, for instance, if you have 10 people, and one of the people invited an 11th person, and therefore the other 9, when they see that 11th person, they say, we're not so happy with that guy. And maybe that's in fact the reason why the first person didn't list him on the list of Menuyim. He was afraid everybody would be Moshe Chassidayim, they're all going to withdraw. So he kept it quiet, but when they see him, they may not have a positive impression of him. Therefore, what they are allowed to do is litan shloi. They say, Yanko, yes, you're one of the ten. You're absolutely right. We give you 10% of the carbon. It's all yours. But we ask you, please, mach a pleita, or we'll make a pleita. They can go litan shloi vu oichel mishloi. He eats from his together with his guest. They know mishlohen, and they eat from theirs, and they divide up into two chaburais. And Rashi says that this goes according to Madiyoma that we said earlier on a few days ago, that the chabur of a Karn Pesach is allowed to split up and eat in two separate chaburas. Fine, so you're not allowed to eat from two separate chaburas, but the one Karn Pesach is allowed to split up into two groups. We had that in the Mishnah on the bottom of the Omid, you'll recall, those of you that are doubtful about it. We had back on Pei Vov Amid Aleph. Thank you, Brother Shai. Have a wonderful day. The last Mishnah in the bottom of Pei Vov Amid Aleph. The only Mishnah, Shtei Chabura Shehoyu Oichon Pei Vov 86. Shtei Chabura Shehoyu Oichon Bayis Echad. Says Rashi, Pesach Echad Bayis Echad. There were two Chaburas eating one carbon Pesach. Each one of them, if they want to, they can go and look in the other direction. They don't even have to look together. And make two separate tables.
The kala eating at the
exactly. Boisha, yeah, exactly. Good. So this is an Eitza Toiva that this fellow brought in somebody. They won't split up. Okay.
His name wasn't on it explicitly. How is he considered a monoi?
You can. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Okay. That you don't have to go and somebody can register you with invisible
ink. Surreptitiously.
Yeah, exactly. We don't mean chas v'shalom in a negative fashion. He knows that guy's a middle of a schlep and he always forgets and he's doubtful and he's lazy and I have him in mind on my chedek. He won't even write his name down. Maybe he didn't want to write his name down because he was afraid that the others might have a negative impression. Now this is a different case than our Mishnah, and we're going to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah subsequently to end for this shaila, to address this shaila. Now this shaila is asked in a very, very nice and polite way. The Gemara uses the term Mishi Yodov Yofois. Yodov Yofois is a euphemistic term, meaning that he is a glutton, and in fact his hands do a good job of taking large portions. So his hands, what did they used to say about the white pages, the yellow pages? Let your fingers do the walking. His fingers did a lot of walking around this garden Pesach, and he was able to go and take 50% of the garden, even though there were 10 menuyim, for instance. He ate a lot. They see initially, boy, he's eating and taking and taking and eating. They say, Yanko, Shagirik, you've already eaten up 33% of the garden. Leave something for us. No, I'm hungry. They can go and say, here, Tolkal Chukot, we give you this, we give you three more lamb chops, all yours, and Geitzahayim, go somewhere else. Are they allowed to do that? Mi amrinan matzi amalahu, ha kabiltoin. Can he respond to them, Chevra, I'm on the list, you all could have withdrawn, you didn't, so obviously you accepted me, and since you accepted me, you have to accept me, even though I am slightly gluttonous, and as you can tell, I'm obese. But that's the story. You accepted me. I do a matzah amrle or matzah lememrle ki kablinan litikune zvicha adaita di achas tvei minon le kablinach. The reason why we took you in the first place is because we were afraid that if we don't take one more person, we're going to have noiser because we know more or less everybody's appetite and we wouldn't be able to finish it. So therefore, we will mekabel you litikune zvicha to mesak in this korban pesach that it shouldn't be bali ne noiser. About daita de achlas tvei minon that you should eat larger portions than us. That wasn't our kavanah. That
only solves the noiser's problem.
So that's the Gemara Shai. Istoshima, let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Mamani, achirim imoy, al chelkoi rishoy mene chabur litin li yeshaloi, bu oichel yeshaloi ben oichel yeshalehen. It says in our Mishnah that you could go and tell that person who's going to take a double chedek for himself and for his chaver, you take your chedek and goodbye, and we're going to take our chedek and goodbye, and we'll eat separately. So, my time, la mishum de havalei, ki yodayim shal echad mehen yofais, isn't this the type of situation where one person is eating a double portion because he invited in his second guy? So what difference does that make between whether Yankel brings in Beryl to eat a double portion, or if Yankel himself is a glutton and he eats a double portion? Isn't that the same equivalent? If you say, in answering the shaila that we just posed, that person who has yod of yofis, the glutton, can go and say to them, kabiltoin, you accepted me, you're stuck. Nehevi haiki yod of yofis. Well, that would be the same case in our Mishnah too. that when this person is eating a double portion together with his chaver who was until now unrevealed, it's the same thing. Yankel and Beryl eating a double portion is like Yankel eating a double portion. So, if you hold the kabilta, then why does it say in our Mishnah the Bnei Chabur can give him shaloi and he eats on one place and they eat separately? Everyone, Abi Loi Deyoshani. No, no. Here, our Mishnah adds another nekuda. It's not just a double eating a double portion. Here, it's we're adding one additional individual. Tinami. Even if the two together eat like one bnei chabura, we don't want a stranger among us. After all, we don't really know this guy. In fact, you can make it even worse. The person may have somewhat of a negative
personality
and reputation in the community. But even if he doesn't, he just happens to be a nochri in the sense that he's a stranger. Maybe he's a Democrat and the rest of us are Republicans. Maybe he has very strong political views. I don't want to get into the whole year people keep on Trump. I want Karban Pesach. I want to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't want to get involved in politics. So please get out of here. So the mice, we have no right to our Shaila, because our Mishnah could be talking about a situation not because of the eating in a gluttonous fashion, but because we don't want this stranger among us. It's Toshima. So let's go on and bring another raya. And this is a Mishnah we learned a few days ago. It says, the Mishnah HaShamas, She'ochel Gzais, he's the waiter that's being the Shamas there at the Korban Pesach tables. And Ochel Gzais, boss of Tzad HaTaner. He apparently was not only the waiter, but he was also a part-time cook. And therefore he's in the kitchen, and he's busy with the furnace and with the rotisserie. And he wants to make sure that the Korban Pesach is now delicious and good and fine. So he takes the Kazayis Basar and he eats there in the kitchen. And then after that, people tell him, oh, you can only eat the Korban Pesach in one place. You can't eat in two places. You're going to be stuck here in the kitchen. In the kitchen, before he delivers all the meals, or after he delivers all the meals, he'll sit in the kitchen and he'll eat a nice amount there in the kitchen. What happens? The other Bnei Chabura feel bad for him. Oh, Yankel, you didn't realize. You didn't know. I made a mistake. You're going to be stuck in the kitchen the whole time. Okay, you know what? We're all going to come and eat together with you in the kitchen. A nice, nice group of people. Yeah, that's the type of people you want to be together with. That's what they can do. Now the Gemara is Medayik. Rotsu, that's Tafka, because they want to. Lay Rotsu, but if they don't want to, and they say to him, you know, okay, it's your mistake. Sayonara, you stay there, we go there. Why can't the Shamas say to them, Hakabiltoin, you accepted me, and since you accepted me, just like you accepted me to have a golden portion of the Korban Pesach, you should accept me that you should sit here together with me here inside the kitchen, because after all, you accepted me as part of the Chabura, and I'm stuck here, so why aren't you stuck here together with me? Says Yimar, you can't bring a rife in that Shani Hosan, the Amri lay, they say to Mavada, ki kablina adaita de nitricha kamon. The reason why we accepted you is because you accepted to be the Shamas, and therefore we probably give you a discount on the Korban Pesach, or maybe give you a free slot, whatever it was, but we accepted you that you should be matriach for us to bring in the Korban Pesach and put it on the table. The mitrich lon litidach, that we mishamai matriach for you, after all. You're the waiter, we're not the waiter, so we should matriach for you to go and set up shop and take the table into the kitchen. But kablinach, that we didn't go that far in terms of our kabbalah. So, no raya to our case. Toshima, let's bring another raya. Bnei Chabura shoyer yodav shel echad mehen yofis. Oh, that's our very case. One of the Bnei Chabura turns out he has yadayim yofis, he eats a lot. Rishon loyimar tol chelkech ha-metzei. You can tell him, sayonar. Okay, so we've been pushing our shayla from a clear brisa that says it is permissible for them to tell him, go away please and take your portion with you and don't keep on eating and eating and eating. It's not only by Korban Pesach, but for the Chamisha also Siboides. Rashi says Siboides means a suda that they made throughout the year. In other words, what we would call today a party. Rashi says Taruvis Suda Shekoyu Moshe Shana. You're making a nice party for whatever reason. And you invited a whole bunch of people. Also Siboides. Rishoyin Loi Maloi. If one of the people that came to the party started eating up all the hors d'oeuvres and all the soups and all the meats, yeah, can I know he has an appetite? They can go and tell him, Tol Chalke would say, Zaygezunt, Shema Mino. So we have a clear raya from this braisa that you have a right to go and tell a person who is part of your larger party, if he's eating more than his chelik, please take your chelik and go home.
What's chedesh? Pesach is a chedesh. No chedesh in the whole year. Pesach is one chabura. Chedesh is two chaburas. So during the year, make it Pesach. What's the chedesh for us?
Why is he even bringing all of this? I saw somebody raise this issue. Let's see. Brothers, my only homie. Let's continue on. Zok Gemara. Frank Gemara, my veloy oit. What is the chiddush? Why is this price is saying not only in the case of carbon pesach, but even in the case of the five of the simoilus? Let me buy a comment. Let me buy a pesach. The matzi amri lei ki kablinach litkunei zvicha. In the case of the carbon pesach, they say to him, the reason why we originally brought you aboard is because we didn't want it to be noiser, and therefore we added a fifth individual or a tenth individual, you, to go and finish it all off together with us. But to go and eat a larger portion, that's not. So that is a shaykh, a good to svar the gabi karm pesach. Elafilisi boilis nami, with the tzavsa bi'almahu. The reason why we're getting together, nothing to do with, we didn't invite you to go and make sure there's no noiser. Here we're talking about chulin, there's no noiser situation.
How do you say tzavsa?
Tzavsa means for company. The reason why we invited you is to be part of the company, to go and make it more interesting, more colorful. And therefore, says Rashi, the tzavsa, in the middle of the Omid, the ikalameimer, mishum tzavsa kibli alei b'chol macholoi. Therefore, they said, since we wanted the company, we accepted you, whatever you're going to eat. Not because of the tkun izvicha, but stam, we were happy for you to go and join us. And the afilis of the tzavsa b'almu. Rishon Loimaloi, they can go and tell him. Yes, originally when we invited you to go and participate and to be together with us, we thought that you would be adding nice character and color to our get together. But now we see that you're eating up half of the portion, so therefore, sayonara, zaygazot. So Mendy is trying to address your issue. Why did we add that? Here there's no tkunis vicha, the comment. But nevertheless, they can go and say, we wanted you to be nice company, and unfortunately, you're no longer as friendly company as we thought you'd be. Ikriyami, there's another version. Holo Iboyulan. That originally boy that we had, that was not a question. Could very well be the reason why it's not a question, is because we have a Brysa, so they may have known the Brysa. Elohach Yud Iboyulan, the Shiloh was Azeh, but Echabur Rishon Lechalik, or Ein Rishon Lechalik. Now, what does that mean? We don't mean Rishon Lechalik are allowed to divide up into two portions or to two subgroups, because we had that in the Mishnah a few days ago. Right. We just looked at it in the Mishnah, and then Daf Pei Vav on Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. So that wasn't the Shach. But Rashi says, rather, what happens if in fact there happen to be 10 people, can, instead of putting down communally large trays or a large kalim on the table that have in them numerous portions that everybody should take on their own, can we go and assign everybody a portion in the kitchen and take out individual portions for each one? Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi, Rishon Lechalik. That's the next Rashi, middle of the Omid. Lechalik Pesach V'neim Lechol Echad Chilik Hamagiyoi. Give each, the 10 people, give each one 1/10. Or in Rishon Lechalik. Apparently, from Rashi is saying is they didn't normally plate it like today. You would find that they were plated
in the chasana and the sit down. It's more like a shmorg. Everyone comes and takes at the buffet.
Exactly. So everybody takes at the buffet and they have it in front of everyone. Everybody can go and take as much as they want, as little as they want. That's the way it was normally handled. Question is, by Karim Pesach, can we plate it and give everybody their individual portion so we shouldn't come on to this problem of somebody having Yodai in your face? So that's the Gemara Shaila. So getting back to Gemara, Holy Boylan, the Hochi, the Boylan, the Nechabur, the Shon, the Chalik, and the Shon, the Chalik, Toshima, let's bring it right from our mission. The Nechabur, the Yod of Shalachim, and your face. Rishon, not from our mission, from the Bryce. Rishon, Loim, Loi, Tol, Chalik, Chabit, say, aha. So when one has Yodai in your face, we can go and say to him, Yanko, take a nice portion and goodbye, and stop eating. Don't right. continue
no
eating
from us.
Ah, says Izach Mashmad Yod of Yofis in, but Yodaim Ain Yodaim Yofis Lai Ain Yod of Yofis Lai. The only time that we can go and do that is that when you have someone who is a proven glutton. In other words, he's eating and eating and eating.
So it's a buffet situation.
Okay.
Otherwise, if it's a plated a service, then there's no question. He gets a plate and that's it. It's like, okay, you got served. Next, you know?
Good. So what our Gemara is saying is that if it's not a Yadai in the office situation, then you're not allowed to go and individually plate in each individual, but you have to leave everything on the table as a buffet and let everybody take as much as they want. But when you see that somebody's eating with Yadai in the office, then you can say, okay, Ad kan oimrim b'shabbos agadol, or Ad kan oimrim b'karben Pesach, you ate enough, or take one more thing, and a bye, and zag is in Shema. So we can push it our shayla that it only works when you die in the office, but not stamasai. And now the Gemara brings, if you will, a little bit of a lighter commentary or a story, an anecdote, which is going to end off a little bit on the humorous side. It says Gemara, Papa Ravuna Barei Davishua, Arivu Rift Bahadi Adadi. They arranged to have Rifta, Rifta is bread, Bahadi Adadi together. In other words, Arivu. It's a lotion of taruvis. They perhaps both paid for the bread together, or at least they arranged that they're going to sit together and eat, break bread together at one meal. Now, at Ocher Ravuna Bar Yeshua Choda, Ravuna Bar Yeshua would go and eat with a normal, regular pace. However, Ocher Apapa Arba, Apapa was able to go and bite and chew much more quickly, and therefore, for the time that it took for him to go and eat one kezayis of bread, Apapa already ate four kezayis of bread. Probably the reason why he was stout is because Kanai Nahari ate so much, and therefore he ate quicker than everybody else. Amaleis, he said, Pelagli, do me a favor, let's go and split it up. I don't want, you know, at the rate we're going, you're going to be, and I'm gonna have, not going to have anything left. Amaleis, he said, you can't do that, Kibiltain. You accepted me. You accepted me to be part of your chabura that we're going to go and eat together. You can't go and throw me out now.
Just to buy the check, even though I'm eating four-fifths of it.
Exactly. Frank Demar, Ains Vekalani Tiyofta. All the questions that we asked, and all the rights that we tried to bring from the Mishnah, from the Braises, he said, no, I do have a right to Plagli. Vishani, and he answered Gibishaninan with all the terutzim that we gave. Frank Demara, so what was the kasha that he asked? We see the Bnei Chabura are allowed to go and say to one of the Bnei Chabura, she yadayim yofais, tol chalkach avetzei. That's what I'm telling you. Tol chalkach avetzei. Amalei, Sir Papa said, hosan the amrilei, ki kamlinan litkuniz vicha. Then we were talking about a carbon situation. There's no carbon situation there. You wanted someone to go and make sure that there's no noiser, therefore you did him a toiva. You knew a toiva, but you can't go and send them away. But that's not a carbon. Here we're talking about stam chulin. The isvei continue on the price. That's Mendy's case now. Not only case carbon basin, but what about the sea boilers? There too you can go and say that you're eating too much and we're going to go and split it up. You can do that. So publicly, Hitaka did that. And their papa had to leave because he split it up and said, you get 50%, I get 50%, but you know, I don't want you to eat up 80%. Guess what happened? So now, Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, he still wanted company. Also, or Bahadi Ravina, he went to go and eat together with Ravina now. Adi Ocher Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Choda, as long as it took Rav Huna Bered to eat one portion, Ocher Ravina Tamanya, he ate 8 portions. Omar, may a papi rather have 100 rapapas for the chod ravina, not one ravina. Ravina kanayin ara, he eats 8 times as quickly. Neil rapap ate 4 times as quickly. He eats 8 times as quickly. And that was the end of the story. And that should to be continued tomorrow. Turn it up on him. Tomorrow's daf. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai, remember 7:45 every morning now, except for Sundays will be a little bit later, 7:50, but generally 7:45. Have a good day. That's where they cut the term.